Wow, this new meditation music is awesome to meditate with, isn't it, everyone? You've already bought yours and downloaded it, correct? Yes, yes, yes. Was that a yes? You know, it's funny. There are certain students that just, I was one of those ones, you know, you just can't wait. I mean, if I saw Kundalini and she would say, oh, there's some new meditation music I've been meditating with, during the break, I would find a way to get it. Even before I got back to the hotel, you're like, what? What? A new book? What? So today, in a very Australian accent, it sounds like today in my ears, today, I begin, well, the Eternal already did begin to transmit the light to you, but then I've emailed a few of you to be clearer on your goals, because you've got to remember, when you send me your picture, I want you to look at it this way. I'm looking at that every day for 30 days. So before you send some terrible picture, looking up or looking down or not smiling, please remember that. What do you want me to be looking at for 30 days? It really does help. If, you know, the vibration is, you know, happy, peaceful. Even if it's not, it's not. That's fine. But as long as I can see those eyes, those beautiful eyes, the windows to your soul and what you had for lunch. The soul knows all. So that begins today. So if any of you didn't sign up, it's not too late. Trevor will be away this weekend. He deserves a weekend away, don't we think? But I will look after you. I'll send you the instructions. Anyway, so, how is everyone? Are you awesome?
Yes, really awesome.
Yes.
Grace.
Woo! A yes, a great from William. Anyone else? Leo? If anyone really wants to be part of these 30 days and the two workshops, because it's really powerful, oh my God, you can feel it already. It's just like, whoa! Well, please do, just let me know if you need a payment plan or you want it for free. I don't care. I just don't want you to miss out. That's all. So, because we have people who do tithe to the work. So when I see that there's someone who really requires something, often these particular people will offer to pay for the people anyway, but there is that money that's put aside to assist people who don't have it right now. That's why, you know, if someone couldn't pay for their membership and they sincerely wanted to, like this one lady with kids, you know, we just give them for free. I know other places don't do that. It's like if you don't pay, you're not in, but that's not me. If it's sincere and it's just a temporary, everything is temporary in this world, you will always be looked after if it's sincerely, someone sincerely wants it. Because there was one lady that I had given the membership for free, and then I said to Trevor one day, hey, I haven't seen an email from her for ages. So I emailed her, and she hadn't gone on any of the webinars, wasn't doing the homework, wasn't involved in anything at all, just wanted the light sent to her. And I said, well, I don't really think that's fair. I want to, you know, at least a thank you letter, something. You know? But for me to be sending you light this entire time and you're not even, you know, joining in any way, shape or form, well, then that's not cool. But if the person is sincere and they really want to get the light and have their own awakening, well, then, of course, I will do anything for you. Practically. I mean, I won't eat your lunch for you. I'll have lunch with you. So we have new people. So welcome to the new people. Some of you are new members and some of you have become part of the Mystical Experience webinars because you are getting the Daily Light Transmissions beginning today. And I am absolutely just so happy to be doing this because 2020, I just know everything about it. I feel even further than the marrow of my bone what a particularly amazing energetic year this is. And so I want everyone to ride that wave because when something is very high in energy, in light, in God, a particular time of the year or a day or whatever it is, like the solstice is coming up next week and we're going to have a beautiful workshop for the solstice for everyone who's on the Daily Light this coming Saturday, 1 week from today, which will be wonderful. And we're really going to go over a lot of the practicalities of a Kundalini awakening, what happens, how to get there if you're not there yet, and do a lot of great things. And then on New Year's Day, we've got the workshop again on New Year's Day, which, of course, you get the light transmitted to you as well. But for everyone to really get clarity on energy, how to gain it, how to have personal power, because some people just don't have personal power. Does anyone know what personal power actually is? Of course you do. Come on, speak up. Hold your peace. You cheeky buggers. Now is the time to show off for the newer people.
This is William.
Yes, William. William hails from Ireland, Cork to be exact.
Personal power to me is when you actually have more control over your subconscious mind than it has over you at times. Like when it tells you not to meditate, it's not a good idea, I don't feel well, I got something to do, I need to be somewhere, somebody's going to call. And you override all that and just sit down there for that period of time that you need to, or even just start it. Maybe you're not going to stay there that long, but you override that self-talk, that negative self-talk that's saying, do anything else but that. That's the personal power that I feel.
Yes, that is definitely one aspect of it, having control, being aware of when the little voice, which is always a knucklehead, tells you to not do something that you know is for your highest good. Yes, that gives you personal power. Every time you wait that beautiful 3 minutes, just wait 3 minutes. If you're going to rush into something like sending long emails to me, wait 3 minutes before you do something so foolish. Oh, great. Off with the wind in one email. Yay. In tiny font, too. How thoughtful. I am not going to read that. Anyway, so anyone else, personal power. How can you tell if someone's got personal power? Let's look at the signs. Whoa. Ooh.
Well, you can see God in everyone that you're meeting. In every situation, you still see God in them.
Whether they've got personal power or not, of course. I mean, I do that. I have to do that whenever I'm doing my transmissions. Of course, that's all I see is the divine in them and bring that forth in their lives. Absolutely. But what are some signs? How can you tell if someone has personal power?
The way they look after themselves, the way they carry themselves.
Yes, absolutely. And what else?
They're focused and always learning.
And what's the main sign that you know someone has personal power? There's one main thing.
They're on the same path. They glow in their life.
They're happy. They're friggin' happy. You know, you just want to be around them. And if you don't want to be around them, it's because you have no personal power and it pisses you off when you see people that are happy. John came up here to work with me on some marketing things. And he said, if people saw the way we work together and how we treat Trevor and everyone and the laughter, they would think we were on acid. They wouldn't believe that that people could be this friggin' happy. He said, it's just not possible. He said, really, if someone should put a camera in your home just for one day, you just walk around on your own laughing. Going outside with the animals, you know, it's like the neighborhood dog, when he comes to get fed, and there's another new dog, this huge dog that's come around, sweet little boy, but huge, big, what are the biggest dogs? And that would be him. Is he a Doberman?
I have a small dog.
None of the dogs.
Great Dane?
He's a Great Dane, that's it. He's a black Great Dane named Jet. And Willie, the one-eyed Willie, the beautiful dog that I absolutely adore, practically lives here now, the Great Dane was, like, rubbing up against his head, Willie's head, and Willie was like, Willie's half his size, and Willie's like, rah, 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 get away from me. What do you think I am? I'm just not that way. And then, so he's, like, sitting comfortably outside the front yard after he's been fed, and I love to watch every mouthful that he eats because it's just enjoyable watching animals eat. I love it. And the little cat that lives in the same house, Una, you know, she's lying next to him in the sun. It's so beautiful seeing a dog and cat together like that. And then the Great Dane, like, slowly almost tiptoes in, you know, to the front yard, and I'm sitting there on the front steps looking at him, and he's vibing out Willie to see if Willie's cool with him coming in. He was so sensitive. He just sort of, and then he went back to the gate and, you know, just sort of kept looking. And then I said, come on, Jet, come in. And then he's like, oh, I don't know. Is it okay with Willie? Like Scooby-Doo, I don't know about this. And anyway, he is up to my neck, his head. I know I'm 5 foot, but this is how big he is. And, like, I'm giving him the tummy rub, and he sort of leans against me and I almost fall over. It's a big, bloody dog. I was like, I'm always...
Gentle giant.
Yeah, I said, I'm always going to be calm around this dog because I gave him some treats the other day and he got sort of overexcited and sort of pushed into me, and I was like, no, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Because I've actually released weight, so, you know, it's not that hard to push me over right now. I mean, Willie can do it, and he's a Labrador, so, you know, a Great Dane. But anyway, personal power. So there was this lady, John sometimes will go to San Diego when he's got to come up here anyway and do editing or something, or the live streams, he'll do some shopping for me. And so he did some shopping for me at the hairdressing supplier for the, I like Redken shampoo and conditioner. And the lady gave him the incorrect product, even though he had a picture of it on his phone, you know. And so I actually went to San Diego the other day to do some shopping. And because there's no grocery stores where I live, and I like to, you know, get a month's shopping in one day and just freeze a lot of stuff. Anyway. Too much information. So I went into the hairdressing supply and I said, oh, this happened. I want to exchange it. And this girl had no personal power. She's there in the, you know, hairdressing suppliers. And she said, well, you just have to buy another one. We don't exchange shampoo. And I was like, I said, well, I've been coming here for like 20 years and, you know, I've never, you know, I haven't used it. I just want to exchange it for the product that it is. And you get a stamp. And I was like, you know, I'd like my thing stamped. And she says, oh, no, I can't do that. I wasn't here that day and blah, blah, blah. And I just looked at her and I said, you are kidding, right? And she just looked at me with this flat face and she said, no. So I I gave her the money for the shampoo I bought, you know, and I just walked out and I was like, oh my God, if she had any less personal power, she would be dead. She would be like, her skin would drop off. Just no joy in this little girl. And I felt such compassion for her, but at the same time I was like, what did she do in a past life to end up like this? You know, you can feel when people don't have personal power. They're the ones that want to manipulate and be victims. They almost, I could taste her wanting me to be pissed off at her, because that would justify her to be able to be angry with the world, right? I could taste it.
Ah.
I could feel her wanting me to be pissed off, and I wasn't, right? Of course not. Just incredulous, you know? It's like, it's like when someone wants their money back for something or whatever, even though we say, you know, you don't get your money back for this or that. I always say to Trevor, just give it to them, double it if you have to. I don't care. I don't want people's energy on us like that, you know. But this was just so weird. And I was just like, oh, my God, it's like, it's so rare for me to come across someone like that. So there's got to be a reason. Because in my life, every single person I meet, whatever the light does, it lifts them up immediately and they start smiling and they can't wait to help. You know, the post guy, he'll close his counter down to help me with my boxes to the car. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, oh, you know, the Mexican place, oh, I'd like an, you know, extra avocado. Here, take 2 avocados. They're fresh. no charge. So there had to be a reason for it. And I thought, well, wouldn't that be a good topic to talk about personal power? And it's not judging when someone doesn't have it. It's just what happened. You know, because you can taste it when someone is a victim. They probably always have terrible partners, jobs that don't last. I've never seen her in that place before. I don't know if I will again. But it's like they just go through, I can't get the job, I can't get the job. Like one of you guys had me pray for your daughter to get work, and I knew that she had work. I knew she could do it. I absolutely have faith that when I pray, it's going to work. And then when I spoke to the mum, I said, you know what, which job did she get? And she said, you know what, she did get 2 offers, and she said they just weren't right for her. So some people, it doesn't matter what's going on, they want to keep themselves at this low oscillation and then create drama in their life to feel energy. You know, they just want, you know, like this girl wanted me to be pissed off with her, because then she could feel justified to be angry, and then she would be thinking about me for the next 2 days and, oh, justified to be angry. That woman was so rude, but I wasn't. Oh, my God, that must have really pissed her off. Because I think anyone else would have just been like, what the fuck? So it's interesting. When you see people with personal power, they may not be on a path. I've seen people in Kundalini, my teacher's classes in the, you know, her Sangha, who had no personal power, even though they had all this light sent to them, and were just pissed off, angry people because they wanted power and they didn't have it. So they're going to a teacher to get the power instead of getting the love, instead of getting the light. That's why the mystical experience familiar, you guys are very rare and unusual, because you're all so sweet. I love sweetness. Don't you love sweetness? But you're strong. You're strong as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet, strong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's personal power. When you grow, you know that you've done something that is incorrect, and you reposition yourself. You don't put yourself down. You just reposition yourself and you say, okay, I'll do better next time. Yay. It's like the other day with Trevor, I sent him like 20,000 million texts, poor love. I want this done now, yesterday. You know, just, you work from home now, so, you know, do this and then go back to sleep. I was just a little rude. Anyway, he'll have this experience from me every few months. And then he sent me an hysterical text back. Absolutely hysterical. Now, once upon a time, he would have been pissed off with me. But now he's just like, Yeah, my love, laughing face. And, I was so proud of him. I was like, oh, my God, that is what I'm talking about. He's the little darling Trevor. He's got personal power now. Yes, he does. You know. Oh, I love it. And so this is how you see it with people. In a restaurant, you know, lady waiting on you, a guy at the bank smiles, he's happy. You know, these people have got personal power. They probably work out. They look after themselves. They've learnt how to become happy in their own lives. And it's a beautiful thing to witness when you see people growing like that. And when you're not happy, you're losing power. And I'm not talking about being a hysterically laughing idiot like I am all the time. You know, to emulate that. I also cry a lot too from the sweetness of life, so, you know. And the sweetness of life is just looking at me right now. Hello, babies, babies. She's got the sweetest meow I've ever heard in my life. It just, it gets me. You kick me in the heart. Yes, you do. That was her. Anyway, so when you know how to get personal power, you stop thinking about yourself and you think about others. Everyone who's done the Light Transmission Academy, you know what that's all about. As soon as you begin to think of others, whether it's the dog next door or the leaf on the tree that's falling and the majesty of autumn or summer, whenever you think of somebody else and what you can do for them to bring them happiness, you are gaining power. You are gaining light. And then you feel good within yourself. You feel fulfilled. Whenever you give yourself an order and you do it, I'm going to work out every day, and then you actually begin to do it, you feel good. You gain power. Whenever you say you're going to do something and you do it. You know that old saying, you know, ask someone who's busy to do something for you and it'll be done. Right? Like whenever you guys have spoken to us and asked us to get something done for you, if it's within our range and we can, we do. You know? There was one member who used to say, I want a new iPod, I lost the old one you gave me, blah, 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 blah. And she was becoming very manipulative, and she was a free member because she was a single mum. And in the end, I had to take her off the club because she was even contacting some of you guys and asking you guys for help. And so she was just continuously manipulating the situation. And so I sent her the iPod and took her out of the club, but she had the iPod still. I still couldn't say no. But I'll give you an example. Vistalina is so beautiful. And are you there, Vistalina, today? Is she on the webinar, William?
No, she's not on today.
Oh, okay. Nairobi? Is that where she lives? I think so. Pretty sure. Anyway, I was doing a session with her. She just became a Diamond member. And she is a single mum. Her little boy that I've known for years is now 15. He's not so little anymore. Sent him light for many years. And so she said, I want a supplement so I can stay being a Diamond member. So I worked out I can get multiple streams of income by selling your greeting cards that I love. I want people here in my country to have the light. And so within 2 days, we had a website for her called Happy Greeting Cards Vistalina.com. Because I didn't want it to be mystical, because I said English isn't the first language in your country, and it's not completely finished yet, so don't go there right now. But so that she can sell wholesale to the stores and sell retail. And so, you know, Trevor got straight onto it, and we just, you know, John found him some software so that he could emulate what we already have and just take out the shopping cart and add different things for her. And, you know, and then she's come up with the idea, oh, maybe I can sell your e-products as well. I said, yeah, just give me 50% and you keep the other 50%, no problem. So Trevor's going to set that up for her as well. Now, that's a woman with personal power. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That she's like, I want to stay a Diamond member. How can I do it? So she speaks to the divine and she's like, oh, yes. And I've been looking at all these different ways to continuously market these beautiful cards to the world. And all these different things just keep happening. All the advertising we're doing, we're getting new people involved in the light transmissions and different products from all different places in America right now because of all the advertising in different magazines. It's actually working. Who knew? So we thank Life Connection particularly and Sandy Penny, HoustonSpiritualityMagazine.com as well. Yeah, I do articles for them every month, three different magazines now as well. So it's like this love fest. You get out there and market, but you bring so much joy. And I'm going to begin to do a lot of podcasts as well. And it's very, very interesting how people are becoming more and more interested in metaphysics, in new thought, in positive thinking, and in meditation. It just seems to be growing. Have you guys found that?
Yes. Yes, yes.
I mean,
definitely.
When I first released Affirmation Power book in 93, the first version, no one knew what an affirmation was. They're like, what's an affirmation? And when Bob Proctor and I put out New Paradigms, people said, what's a paradigm? And Bob said, oh, everyone will know it soon. What a paradigm is. People will say, I don't think you and Michelle should call it New Paradigms because no one will know what it is. And he said, well, they will when they listen to it because I explained to them what a paradigm is. So, boy, Bob Proctor's got personal power. He's always, you can feel the energy coming off that man. He's quite amazing. And there's other people that I've met that have got great personal power, but they're quiet. They've got that joy. It's not about, oh, my God, I'm so enthusiastic. No, it's not being overexcited. It's not being overexcited. It's not putting on a pretend face, although that can work. If you're down and you put on a pretend smile, eventually it will become a real smile. I'm talking about sincerity. Finding that joy within you. And one of the greatest and easiest ways to find joy, two of the easiest ways is what? There's no wrong answer.
Being in service would give you joy.
Yes, being of service gives you joy, mm-hmm. Of course. And?
Giving.
Giving, absolutely, gives you joy. Receiving also gives you joy. Being open and receptive to receive and give. Gratitude. Being thankful. Getting out of your own head. Instead of thinking of the negatives, begin immediately to think of the positives. Look at Mr. Lena. How can I do this? I mean, when I first met her, she was like, I won't talk about the situation she was in, but it was pretty dire. And now she's just, bought land and a house getting built and new car and new work. And she's beautiful inside and out. You're all beautiful inside and out, all of you. But remember to send me good pictures. I just said outright to one of the ladies that sent me a picture, do you want me to really look at this every day? I said, all I want you to do is brush your hair and smile. And she was great. She emailed me back laughing and she said, oh my God, I didn't even think of that. I said, I actually really do gaze your picture every day. So, holy shit, woman. You look like your cat died or something, Or someone dragged you in like a cat. Personal power. Beautiful. One of the ways to also gain personal power, Elizabeth is moving. Are you there, Elizabeth? Yes, you are. I can hear you.
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Yes. So I thought it was lovely that Kathleen came and visited you.
Yes.
You guys hanging out together, different mystical experience people. She was in the area, so she dropped in. That made me really happy. I thought that was beautiful. Anyway, Beautiful Elizabeth. Oh, before I do that, okay, I'm going to ask you guys some questions. I didn't wait to 3 minutes, no, because I want to make sure I remember to do this. Okay, so this is what I was going to do, and I wanted to see what you guys think about it. Because I'm going to be doing a lot of podcasts and a lot of advertising for live events. So the first live event I was going to do is going to be with the March Equinox in 2020 in Del Mar at the Doubletree Hotel. And the next one I was going to do is 3 months later in Arizona, where Elizabeth will be.
Awesome.
And the next one, 3 months later, in Los Angeles. What do you think?
Yeah. I think it's wonderful. Yeah.
All right. I'll start booking things then, now that I know. Because, of course, we'll invite the public as well. You know, these will be advertised. So, but the first one won't be as big. I think they just fit 100 people in that meeting room at the Doubletree. But I'm going to speak to the manager who has great personal power and who loves me and I love him. And see what price I can get for the room so that you can stay there as well, and we'll make it a whole weekend event for the March Equinox, which will be joy filled. Alrighty. So, we are going to meditate with some great new music in a minute, but Elizabeth is moving, and we talk about personal power and energy and always ways to gain that energy. And the energy is the light. It's the vibration of the divine, that tingling that you feel, that, oh, wow, happy for no reason, for real, happy for no reason, not bullshit books. No, I met that woman and I was like, oh, my God, where's the personal power in this? And I was like, well, she must have some personal power because she sold a lot of books. But, you know, if you're happy, tell your face. I was with Darren at the time, and we both went, holy shit, happy for no reason. She should read the book. Anyway. Karma will get you. No, just kidding. Let's just hope she lightens up in the next book. So, yeah, it's really interesting. You've got to really sort of feel what the author's like before you read a book, because you will take on some of their energy. So I never recommend that book to anyone, so I'm still not recommending it to anyone. I have not read it, and I will not ever read it. So she's moving, and as we know, it's really important when you leave a place to have it energetically cleaned out so that your energy doesn't stay in the place with the new people. So you do that through incense, washing down the walls, you know, and you get rid of all your old stuff. You don't give it away because you don't want people to take on your energy. However, she's got a situation where she's got some huge chairs that can't be removed for some reason and can't be destroyed. And so if you have a situation where you really cannot do that, oh, there's Willie. Willie boy. Coming up the front yard. He heard me talking about his ears were burning. Anyway. If you have that sort of a situation, what you do is you just scrub the shit out of it, okay? You shampoo it, wash it down, hose it down, whatever you've got to do. You just really, really, really scrub it clean. Maybe you can get one of those little home kits for carpet cleaning and for upholstery cleaning. And you just clean it. And then you put just purified water. Let that soak and dry. It doesn't have to be absolutely soaking. And then you incense it and don't sit on it again. Maybe just cover it in a sheet. Then it's clean. Next people that will sit on it won't be your energy, and you won't take on their energy, and that's what you do. And if it's jewelry, someone has left the body, might be a mum or an aunt or someone, sister, and they've got expensive gems, beautiful gems, that are God's gift to us to remind us, to give us a hint of what it's like to be in the real divine dimension, that beautiful light. That's why we are so attracted to gems and diamonds and all those beautiful gemstones. They've got energy in them. They have been in Mother Earth for thousands of years being formed. Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Gold. Why are we attracted to it? It's not because of the value. It's because it is just a God giving everyone a sample of the glittering light of that swirling liquid golden light and the jewels sparkling. So when you just gaze a wall, everything starts sparkling and moving like water until you can see through everything. It's just a reminder. All of these beautiful things are reminders of what the divine dimension, when you hit that, what it's really like. It's like, wow. So you don't want to throw away things like that, and you don't want to wear a ring from someone else either. So what you do is you just simply get the gems taken out and you put them in salt. You just let them sit in salt, you know, overnight, like when you put your cell phone in the washing machine by mistake, you put it in salt. I've never done that. No, well, once actually. Anyway. And that dries out the electronics. But anyway, it actually, and then you sort of scrub it clean. You soap and water, a toothpaste as well, that helps. And then that gem is completely energetically free from anyone else's energy, and it's all yours. So then you can create, go to a jeweler and put it into a new pendant or make a new ring, but you don't want to wear the actual gold band from anyone. Or a chain, even a chain. I wouldn't wear a chain from someone. That's really hard to get the energy out of gold chains, even though gold chains are good to wear energetically for you if they're new. But so that's what you do. You don't give away clothes, old clothes, to people. And as I've said, you know, the people that need new clothes don't want your old shit. So if you're going to give, you give new clothes. You, like when Margie, are you there, Margie? Well, Margie, every year, her and her group of friends in Utah, they purchase clothes and toys and stuff for single mums so that they can give them Christmas, so that these single mums can give their kids lovely Christmas presents and that they'll have nice clothes and things to wear as well. And so a lot of you assisted her as well, and I thank you for doing that. So we just sent her brand new stuff that we bought on Amazon or Target, and we just mailed them to Margie so she could do it. New things. I mean, Margie said they would never give, you know, them old things. So you give them new things. So if you've got to go to St. Vincent de Paul, or, you know, the easiest thing really is just to mail it to these places. You know, there's so many companies now that look after women who want to get back in the workforce who are single mums, and, you know, wardrobe places, they're called. You can find them anywhere online. But just give in that way, but give new things. And you don't want someone who may be a drug addict or, you know, full-on alcoholic to be wearing your clothes. You will start feeling like, oh, shit, I feel like a beer. I don't drink beer. Ooh, needles aren't so scary anymore. Not really, but still. So you just don't do that. Don't wear secondhand things. Even if it's like a Chanel and you go to one of those secondhand clothes, there was a place in Delmar, I don't think it's open anymore, that used to have like designer label secondhand clothes. And I didn't know it was a secondhand store. It just said designer label, and I thought I'd have a little look. And I walked in and I nearly vomited on the spot. Literally nearly vomited on the spot. I was like, holy shit, what is this? What is going on here? And I said to the lady, are these secondhand designer clothes? And she said, yes. And I said, oh, very nice, lovely, walked out. And I was just thinking for that poor shop girl working in that every day and not knowing probably why she feels like shit every day, you know. So you don't want to ever wear hand-me-downs if you don't have to. And you don't have to. We have Target. Hello? $5 dresses at Target probably. I don't know what they are, but...
Michelle, if you do have things that, you know, have worn out and you purchase something new, like pots and pans or a mixer or something, is it necessary to destroy them and then throw them out? Or can you cleanse those of their energy and then put them in goodwill? Something like that.
Yeah, pots and pans, it's a little bit different. You can scrub them pretty much clean straight off the bat. There must be some sort of recyclable place for pots and pans, though, surely. I wouldn't give them to Goodwill. I would look into I don't know how you recycle them. But there must be a way. Good question, because I've got some old ones that I wanted to release, too. Good question.
Well, I have an old KitchenAid mixer. And it works, but it's not up to speed for my baking. And I was going to, you know, like put it in a Goodwill or to a charity shop or something like that.
Well, just see, first of all, if you can get it recycled, that is the better option. And just, you know, if you're going to gift to Goodwill, give them something new, a new pan or something. If you can get it recycled, that's preferable. If you can't, and you do want to give it, just give it a good wash with really boiling hot water from, like, the kettle and soak it. And that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Put a bit of incense on it,
okay,
and then do it. And then wrap it up immediately.
Okay.
And your intention as well, that your energy isn't on that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also set the intention that whoever uses it will be blessed with nutrition and life force, and every time they bake with it, wonderful magical things will happen, and one day they might even get to meet the mysticalbaker.com.
There's a new book.
There's a new book, did you say?
No, I said that it just made me think of a new book.
Oh, okay. Well, she's got like so many new books, and we will advertise them to all of our lists, Elizabeth, as soon as you let me know when they're ready to be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, released to the world. Yay.
Michelle, I had a comment about when I met Kathleen for coffee.
Yeah.
We went into the coffee shop, and it was actually one other person in there. And we just ordered and sat down, and we just, you know, started speaking and waiting. And I'm like, wait a minute, where's our coffee? And all of a sudden, people started pouring in. It got so crowded that we couldn't even hear ourselves speak. And I stood up, and there was the young lady behind the counter. And I said, excuse me, did you get our cappuccino? And she was literally like in a daze. She goes, oh, yes. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Was going on, and it was packed, and people were laughing and talking. And I looked at Cassie and I go, wow.
Everyone,
it was so fun.
Everyone at an unconscious level wants the light. And when you've got two people that have got all of this light and awareness and personal power and God in them, people are, they don't know why. They're just walking down, they don't even drink coffee maybe. I want to go into this store. You know, my teachers call it the 7-Eleven syndrome. You know, you go into the 7-Eleven to buy something, and then by the time you go out, there's lines of people. Oh, I don't know why, but I want to go and get an ice cream at that 7-Eleven. So you actually had the experience of it, which is beautiful because God used you both. Where two or more are gathered, and that's great. I love that.
Mm.
Did you get your cappuccino, though?
Oh, yeah.
The poor girl was out of it in the light. Well, that means that she's very, very receptive to it. If, you know, if someone's getting a bit giddy and they fall over in front of you, it's like, good for them. That means they're open and receptive to the light. They might fall over, but, you know, things happen. So, are you ready for I love this particular track from one of the new albums. Oh, it's so great to meditate with. So you ready to have some buzz lightning?
Yes.
Up and away?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's what I like. Yes. Take four deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. The newer people, just sit up straight. Just sort of feel your heart chakra. Just feel gratitude and love. And if thoughts come up, look straight ahead, close your eyes. If thoughts come up, just take another deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and just let go.
Thank you.
for uplifting each and every one of these people. That they're getting the daily light and all the mystical experience, people, souls, uplifting them. Bringing into their experience everything that will bring them joy, prosperity, peace of mind, health, agility, clarity. Thank you for going before them and preparing the way so that, oh, not just now, but in every moment, and that 2020 is the best year of their life and things just keep getting better and brighter. And they are a true light for you on this particular world plane, so that suffering can be released from their life and from the lives of their loved ones. And happiness replaces light, always replaces the dark, always brightens up every spot. God bless them all greatly with so much joy and love. Oh, the wind has come up so strong. I love it. I love that movie where all the monks come out when the wind comes up because all their prayer flags start flying and they're really stoked and they're so happy. And it's because all the Om Mani Padme Hums are going when the wind goes through, the prayer flags is going out to the world. And they feel it, they know it, they jump up and down with joy. I think that was the Hector and the Pursuit of Happiness. Was that from that movie, correct?
Yes.
What a wonderful movie. Yes. Watch it again if you feel like it. It was great. Yeah. I didn't know much about Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers, would you like to be my neighbor? And because Tom Hanks is in the new movie about this man, and Matthew Rice, two actors that I greatly admire. I admire their spirit, their souls, just who they are. They don't choose crappy films, you know. And, you know, you don't see Tom Hanks pretending to be a stripper or a prostitute, right? And so I thought I felt guided to watch the movie because we didn't have Mr. Rogers in Australia. We have our own kids' shows. And I saw a little clip of Mr. Rogers, his show, first of all, and I was like, okay, very simple man, I don't quite get it, but it's not exactly the Muppets or Sesame Street, but let's have a look. So I watched the documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, and I could feel the light coming through this man's consciousness. I know he's left the body now, but oh my God, I mean, he was the real McCoy. I don't know if he was enlightened per se, but he might have been and didn't know it, because he spoke truth. And he was intelligent and beautiful. So watch that documentary when you can. But also I'm going to go to San Diego next week and I'm definitely going to go and watch the movie, Watch Be My Neighbor, with, you know, I think that's what it's called, with Tom Hanks, and see that version of his life as well, because I feel the purity of that man's soul, but also wisdom. Not like intellect. I didn't feel like a high intellect, but I felt wisdom. Simple wisdom, which is so much better than high intellect anyway. You know, who needs to know it all? And a person that would listen. No wonder the kids were attracted to him. No wonder it was such a phenomena, apparently, for PBS. But so did any of you guys grow up watching Mr. Williams? Oh, no, I mean Mr. Williams.
Mr. Rogers? Yes.
And can you... Yes. Share with us that don't come from him?
Yeah. It's hard to explain, but when you watched him and listened to his voice, it brought peace. There was no distraction, but simplicity and just a beautiful person.
Yeah, I can imagine he would keep children calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Everyone's like, yes. I don't think I would keep them calm. I think I would just, they'd go back to their parents as if they'd just eaten a bag full of candy. Which I probably would give them. So, any questions or comments, please speak now. About anything.
This is Jean Ann.
Yes, Jean Ann, with us.
Mr. Rogers had a very deep impact on my young childhood, and I was excited beyond belief when the documentary came out, and I watched it right away. And then with this movie, I was very excited and happy. I've loved him. He made a very deep impact on me growing up.
Yeah, it's a real McCoy, huh? It's a beautiful thing to see. You know, just out of the blue, a man like that, and they give him, they just, no problem, he gets a TV show. It's like, what's going on here? Very, very fascinating how the light works. I love it. I just, oh. So, beautiful. Always. Anyone else? Questions or comments on the webinar screen?
Well, I guess there's a comment there. Regina says there's a study that if you smile or make happy faces, the muscle nerves give the signal to your brain to activate the happy hormones release. The other one is she's saying people that get Botox treatment cannot be worried or angry for 3 months.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dr. Tanisi. And also...
Their face won't move, sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was saying their face won't move, that's why they can't be angry.
I didn't quite get that. Anyway...
It's because they both have...
Sorry?
Because they have Botox in their face. They can't do anything. Be angry or...
So as you say, if you're happy, tell your face. You're like, I'm trying. There's a lot of studies that have been done, and if you could remind me, William, I'm going to send you all a link about smell. And I know that my teacher mentioned it once, but I found this article the other day, and it's really quite fascinating. It really, really does affect your sleep patterns if you are smelling something that's really lovely as you sleep. So, you know, perhaps get some nice oil or something put under your nose or on your chest. I don't know what sort of perfume or oils you like, but there are some beautiful Indian essential oils that you might, or orange oils, lovely peppermint. Sand, what's that one called? Sand something?
Sandalwood.
I love sandalwood. That's lovely. Frankincense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it really, apparently, the neuroscientists say that it really does work and it gives you happy dreams. So until you have, you know, a consciousness where you don't have dreams, you want to have happy ones, which is awesome. So I will remember because William will remind me. Thank you, William. Anything else from anyone?
The final one on the webinar is Rudina says, I am moving to a new space in my clinic. Should I throw out all my things and buy a new one?
No, you could just clean them all. Just energetically clean them all. If they're still workable, you don't want to have the expense of having to refurbish. If you can afford it, sure, go and refurbish everything for your doctor's office. But for your office, your clinic. But you can just clean them energetically. I mean, when you move anywhere, it's always good to get new everythings. But if it's not, you know, within your budget range at that time, you just either go completely zen. I have a mattress on the floor. That is plenty. Or you just clean them. You wash them down. You put purified water. You incense them. Put a white sheet around it and then get it moved. All right, everyone. So next Saturday, for all of you who are getting the Daily Light transmissions, we will have beautiful live stream talking about Kundalini on the actual solstice. On the actual solstice. Yay!
Yeah.
It's going to be so
awesome.
And until then, I'm with you every day. I love you so much. God bless you all greatly. Be happy. Be happy. Be happy. Be grateful. And wouldn't you like to be my neighbor? I think that's how it goes. I like you just the way you are. And all together now, more love!
More love.
More love.
Thank you, William. Thank you,
Trevor.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, Lou. Thank you, everyone. Love you all so much. More love. More love.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.